Meanwhile, in Iraq, there is further fighting and violence. In Baghdad today, a car bomb exploded at the entrance to the U.S. military headquarters. One U.S. soldier was killed in the attack and several Iraqis. Many more were wounded. Joining us now from Baghdad is Alyssa Rubin of the Los Angeles Times. Alyssa, what more can you tell us about that car bombing?
Well, it struck people as being very similar to a car bombing earlier this year. I believe it was actually in January outside what's known as the Assassin's Gate, which is the other main entrance to the Green Zone. This was also an entrance point to the Green Zone. It goes across the 14th of July bridge, which is a major bridge in the city. There is a U.S. military checkpoint there and then a place where cars are checked. And the suicide bomber drove up to the barriers and then detonated his car. He didn't actually get into line with the people attempting to go across the bridge and enter the zone, but he was just nearby, and so actually much of the shrapnel and the damage and the casualties were caused to people who were in the Iraqis who were in the area just driving around a roundabout that is right there on their way to work early this morning.
And elsewhere in Iraq, U.S. forces seem to be stepping up their campaign against the militias loyal to Shiite cleric Muqtada al-Sadr. Where is that campaign being waged, and how's it going?
Well, right now it's being waged right in the city of Najaf. I was just speaking to one of our staff who's down there, and they're actually pinned down under fire right near the governor's office. The U.S. appears to be attempting to get back and ensure that the governor's office does not fall into the hands of the Mahdi army. It's a little bit unclear whether Mahdi army people were in the area at the time, but they're certainly now fighting with them. And there's been heavy gunfire for some time now, and people in the area have been completely unable to move for at least an hour.
Another flashpoint, also the city of Fallujah in the so-called Sunni Triangle. That's where many people supported Saddam Hussein. And the U.S. recently appointed a former Iraqi army general to deal with the insurgency there. What's happening in Fallujah?
Well, Fallujah is now almost the opposite of what it was just a week ago. It's quite calm. As of midday, there have been no violations of the ceasefire, and Iraqi security forces were beginning. They had already begun yesterday to patrol the southern portion of the city. They were moving through other areas of the city, taking back control of sort of keeping law and order, and they're also supposed to be helping the Americans root out insurgents. To what extent they're actually going to do that, I don't think we'll know for a few days. Many of them are people from the Fallujah area, and some of them are former members, certainly of the Iraqi army, but potentially of other Iraqi security forces as well.
Alyssa Rubin is a bureau chief for the Los Angeles Times in Baghdad. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.